Is that right? Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll do it. If he said it, God don't lie. He made promise to Abraham. He created you and me to talk like him. Hallelujah. So he upholds all things by the word of his power. Hallelujah. The pastor said the sun is the dazzling radiant of God's splendor, the exact expression of God's true nature. Jesus, you want to know what God looked like? Just look at Jesus, what he did. They saw him walk among men. He healed the sick. He opened the eyes of the blind. He unstopped deaf ears. He fed the hungry. He raised the dead. He cast out the devil. He set the captive free. He told Peter, get your feet. Go down to the creek and get your fish and get money. He walked on the water. You know what was so amazing about that? Multitude don't want to linger. But do you know what's so amazing about that multitude that he fed in the desert? With two, how many? Two fish, five loaves of bread. He didn't have an oven. Didn't have a wood stack or natural gas. He didn't have electricity running from the power company out there. But he had some power beyond all of that. He was so efficient and so beyond all this stuff that we so depend on. He cooked the fish, baked the fish, grew the fish, and passed out the fish all at the same time. He didn't have to put it in the oven, wait for a few minutes, a few hours, a few whatever for the fish to cook. When he passed it out, it was already broke, grown, cooked fish, passed out, ready to eat. You know what he said? He said, that's the kind of God I am. And I'm living in you. Now listen to what he said. This is what I heard him say. He said, when are you going to turn me loose? When are you going to turn me loose and let me do? I want to show out in your life. I want to do that the world will look and they'll say, that have to be God. That have to be God. That have to be God. Can't nobody, they're beyond anything we ever try. We done put it on our computer. We done put it on our microscope. We have x-rayed it, and then we've done all these things. We never seen nothing like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he tells us he upholds everything by the word of his power. You can't see it, but you got it. What I mean by this with these, you can't see it, but you got it in your mouth. Got it in your heart. And that devil trying to talk you out of with some old lying circumstance, you need to take a hike. Get on down the road. You got the wrong address. Don't try to bring this mess up in here because I already found my answer. If I need to know something else, I'm not going to you. I'm going to my manual my father gave me. And everything in here, he said, yes. And amen. Are y'all getting it? Are you hearing what the Lord's saying today? He said that the next thing he said about his word. Isaiah 55:11. I'm getting there. Glory to God. Woo! Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be. And prior to that verse, hallelujah, Isaiah 55:11. And he said, prior to that, for this is verse 10, and you know this to be true, don't you? He said, for as the rain cometh down, we just had some rain this past week. Boy, it came down, didn't it? And the snow from heaven, we had some snow. You know, in Mississippi, you don't get too many snow, but when you get one, you might get one. Amen. And when we get 5 flakes, it shuts us down. We ain't moving. We don't know how to function. But hallelujah. He said, for as the rain does what? As the rain cometh down and snow from heaven and returneth not thither. You know when the rain come down and the snow fall, you don't see it go come down, then shoot back up. No, it wet this ground. If you're in gumbo, you know it's wet. Because that gumbo will stick to you and let you know you're in some mood. Huh? Hallelujah. He said, you know that, you understand. When the rain come down, it wets the ground and you got mud around. Is that right? He said, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. Are you hearing me? So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. If I said it, that is exactly what it's going to do. If I said by his stripe, you will heal. If you receive it, if you don't run on the umbrella or run on the, in the house where you won't get wet, if you stay in the rain, you're going to get wet. If you receive that word, you're going to get healed. So you can say, by his stripes, I'm healed. Oh, glory. There may be some adjustments and some things the Spirit of God will tell you to do in between to line up with what you said. And you just bring it under the control of what you said and let everything come to pass like he said. You can't say one thing and do another. You got to bring everything under his control as he said it. So shall my word be to go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall what? Accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. The next thing he said about his word. Okay, God and his word are one. He upholds everything by what? The power of his word. His word is not wishy-washy. If he said it, he said you can depend on it.